أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الله وبحمده، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam and in humanity. Today I was asked to do a video on maintaining family ties. This is something very important, especially upon embracing Islam. And so it's going to be brief, short, and sweet based on my experience. I think when we talk from the heart is very important, and it's relatable, inshallah. So I want to leave you with the three C's, inshallah. So we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands for us to not break family ties. And the holidays around the corner, specifically Christmas, the time where we are with family, where we gather, where we eat, where we perhaps see each other once a year. And so this is the one opportunity that you have to embrace your family and have a good time. But obviously, for us Muslims, we don't celebrate this gathering. And so we need to make sure that we use the wisdom, in Arabic is hikmah. We use wisdom when encountering with our families. And what I mean by that is, if you know there's going to be things that are not permissible for you, perhaps you want to schedule some one-on-one time with some family members, especially if you're traveling, to make the time worth it, right? And so when I talk about the three C's, I talk about our Islam. When you are going to meet your family, this is perhaps the only Islam they will see. So your character, your demeanor, your manners are so important. And therefore, the first C is conviction. You need to go with full conviction and making sure that your intention is a family, to maintain these ties, to make sure that they understand that you have not left the family, have not betrayed them, that you have just become someone better, right? And they will see that through your manners, through the way you carry yourself during the time you are with them. Number two, confidence. So conviction and confidence kind of goes hand in hand, because conviction, you are certain of what your new identity, your new faith is. Confidence is the way you're going to be carrying yourself when you are with your family during these holiday seasons. And so making sure that you are confident, and perhaps you know already, you know, a little bit about Islam. If not, you want to prepare yourself prior. That way, if you encounter any questions, you're able to answer them with confidence. And obviously, anything that you do not know, you emphasize that. So my faith teaches me that I do not speak unless I have proof. And so that's something that personally my family appreciated, that they knew that whatever I was going to tell them was based on scripture or teachings of the prophet. And I was going to research it, basically, if I didn't have that answer. And last but not least, consistency, right? To be consistent means that even though you will only see each other around this time of year or once a year in some cases, that you are consistent with your family, that you build a relationship. And what does that mean? That means picking up the phone. I know nowadays is all about texting, so you want to pick up the phone and just say, hello, I love you, I was thinking of you. That goes a long way, especially today that we are in a pandemic where many of us are still very blessed to be at home. And so you want to be consistent in building that trust and that relationship if anything was broken along the way after your conversion. And the last thing I really want to say is that To hold on to your Islam means that you hold on to your family as well. The only time that we do not listen to perhaps our parents is if they take us out of the fold of Islam or they ask us to do something impermissible. Other than that, you want to emphasize how important family is in Islam, especially your mother, how important she is, and your father. And so, again, the three C's are conviction, confidence, and consistency. I hope this was of benefit to all of you. And inshallah, may Allah make your journey easy and may your family be guided to our wonderful faith. Until next time, my name is Nahila Morales. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.